This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The first U.S. COVID-19 vaccine shipments will arrive at 145 locations around the globe. Around the country on Monday morning, U.S. Army General Gus Pernas said on Saturday during a press briefing. The United States authorized the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine on Friday. Perna is the chief operating officer of the U.S. government's Operation Warp Speed program. He said the vaccine would start to ship on Sunday. And the chief executive of Germany's BioNTech said the biggest challenge facing it and partner Pfizer now that their COVID-19 vaccine is authorized for use in the U.S. will be to scale up manufacturing to meet huge demand. A Vietnamese court on Saturday sentenced the head of the Hanoi Center for Disease Control and Prevention to 10 years in prison after finding him guilty of wrongdoing linked to procuring equipment to help tackle the COVID-19 outbreak. The man was accused of overstating the cost of COVID-19 testing systems during a transaction, causing a loss of 5.4 billion dong, or more than $233,000, to the state budget, the Ministry of Public Security said in a statement. South Korea reported a record 950 daily coronavirus cases on Saturday, exceeding the late February peak of 909, with the president calling the country's third wave of COVID-19 an emergency. The South Korean authorities warn they may tighten social distancing restrictions to their strictest level, but are holding off for now. Japan saw more than 3,000 new infections of the novel coronavirus for the first time in one day Saturday, public broadcaster NHK reported, as the number of cases continues to rise this winter. And a 90-year-old grandmother from Britain became the first person in the world to receive the Pfizer vaccine outside of a trial.